O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. God's word for your meditation comes from 1 Corinthians 3. We read verses 5 through 7. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. It seems that each year students have a way of picking their favorites among the profs. I don't want to call that a tradition, but I remember doing something similar myself back in the day. That doesn't make it a good idea, though. Such favoritism, for one thing, could interfere with a proper across-the-board teacher-student interaction. Even worse, such favoritism has a way of getting in the way of God blessing us to the fullest. Let's realize then, as the truth of our theme, where the power is in the ministry of a professor or a pastor. It has nothing to do with the individual sent by God. It has everything to do with the power of God's message. The Apostle Paul understood the temptation people had to focus more on the man than on the message. He saw it firsthand at Corinth, church members divided over their favorite ministers. Some were fond of Paul, who had established their congregation. Others were on the side of Peter for some reason. He was one of the 12. There was a group in favor of Apollos, a very gifted speaker. Favoritism had become factionalism, and it was getting in the way of the gospel ministry. Now the question for us would be, how do we act like the Corinthians? Do we play favorites with God's ministers? Each of you will have to examine your own attitude, something you can do with a few pointed questions. Will I listen to the chapel address or the sermon if the preacher grabs my attention? Will I respect him only if he has an engaging set of people skills? Will I accept what he says only if it comes from years of experience? Will I forgive him and continue to honor him as my shepherd, even though he continues to make mistakes? Let's understand that God's called workers, pastors, full-time teachers, part-time teachers, these are real people with real limitations, having the same human weaknesses and the same sinful nature that the rest of us have. For that reason, the spotlight should never be on the person up here, or in the pulpit, or in the classroom. The chapel speaker is not the one who died to take all your sins away. The pastor did not give you eternal life. The religion prof was not the one who planted or preserved your Christian faith. Your pastor and all the Christian teachers that you have had are only messengers through whom God is working. And that's the way you should think about it all the time, because that's the way it actually is. Never should we depend on one individual or one kind of person as though he's the only one who could take care of our spiritual needs. Where's the power in the ministry, after all? It really has nothing to do with the individual chosen and sent by God. It has rather everything to do with the power of God at work through his message, which they all speak in his name. I think of this chapel time as an example. From Monday through Friday, week after week, there are different speakers up here with their own style, their own unique gifts. But as long as they all deliver the same convicting law from God, along with the same comforting gospel of Christ, based squarely on the same inspired scriptures of the Old and New Testament, then it has the same authority of God behind it, the same truth of the gospel in it, and the same power of the Spirit out there in you doing all the heavy lifting. It's quite a picture God uses when Paul writes, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Hey, you're in that picture, by the way. You are the plant growing in the garden of Jesus, who uses the pastor, the day school teacher, the professor, to bring you the water of the gospel. Each minister is like a carefully located sprinkler. And the water that comes your way is the same. That's the thing that will cause your growth all the way to eternal life. You future sprinklers out there in the audience, training to become pastors and teachers one day, please understand that it is not your responsibility to make the water more wet or to cause it to sink in more deeply. God takes care of that. So, if you are mainly a hearer of the gospel, or also training to proclaim that gospel, or currently doing that work yourself already, we all can latch on to the promise with a word picture to Isaiah 55. "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Thanks be to God always for his powerful message at work through his ministry to us, regardless of who the messenger, the minister, might be. In Jesus' saving name, amen. We'll close our worship today with hymn 489, singing stanzas 1 and 2. Hymn 489, stanzas 1 and 2.